UC Santa Barbara issued travel guidelines during spring break and testing requirements before students return to campus. KCBX's Beth Thornton reports.
Since the county recently moved into a less restrictive COVID-19 tier, some schools and businesses are open with limited capacity. To keep case numbers down, UC Santa Barbara discouraged students from traveling during spring break. Dr. Laura Polito, director of UCSB's COVID-19 response, says they wanted students to understand that leaving town can increase the risk of transmission to and from friends and family and also to the whole community. And if they do leave, to get tested.
We advise people that they get tested before they leave, and upon returning to self-sequester for 7 days and get tested within 3 to 5 days of return.
Polito says if students travel outside the state or country, they must quarantine for 10 days upon return. The university also expanded no-cost testing for all students before and after the break, whether they travel or not. The COVID-19 lab on UCSB's campus administers as many as 4,500 tests per week. Polito says she anticipates even more testing after spring break.
That is a good thing. The more we test, the more we can figure out what's out there.
The university also collaborates with Cottage Hospital to track virus variants locally. Dr. Stuart Feinstein, who oversees UCSB's COVID lab, says the variant most found in the area is called the West Coast variant, or Cal-20C. He says the county has also identified a small number of B117, the variant originally detected in the UK.
The importance of that is keeping an eye on how that changes week by week by week so that our clinicians will know better what they're dealing with.
As for UCSB students, Polito says they have been cooperative about testing, and she expects they will be motivated if they want to be back on campus. Her advice to everyone is to stay vigilant about masks and testing.
We're like on mile 20 of this marathon, and it's exhausting, and you can't quite see the finish line yet, but we're getting there. Hang in there.
For KCBX News, I'm Beth Thornton.